Today's the day. Get up already and follow me. Left, right, left, right. Very good. I know spending tonight in prison must have been horribly uncomfortable, but it is totally on you. I mean, you did try to fight a royal guard. I don't care what he was doing. You broke the law. You get punished. A trial. Witnesses. Oh, silly girl. That is for people who deserve it. Not lowly bitches like you. Oh, don't look at me all surprised. Don't you recognize me? You really don't know who I am, huh? You're even more conceited than I thought. You sort of deserve what is coming for you, you know? Fine, I guess I can enlighten you. It's not fun if you don't know who's doing this to you, see? Before I became a guard, I went to this district school. And in my class was this incredibly annoying smartest bitch. Yes, of course I'm talking about you, dumbass. Not just did you one up me in every single subject, you also barely surpassed me and got in the top 10. Me? The poor 11. The royal guards rejected me, and now I am a mere city patrol. The only thing I command is festival organization and criminals. Yes, right. Criminals. Who would have thought that little Miss Perfect would fall under that jurisdiction one day, huh? Now, I could send your case onto the courthouse, where you will be judged and sentenced. But let's be honest, those senile old judges are way too lenient. They'd probably let you walk with a warning, and we can't have that, can we? So I just declare your case cut clear, and administer the punishment myself, of course. The Royal Guard will be very pleased with me. After all, you did assault one of them. Maybe you can be useful to me after all, huh? Ah, you want to know what punishment I'll give you? You may not have a criminal record, but your crime is severe, and I can't teach dirty scum like you that I can just get away with anything, you know? As a guard, I have to be a good example. Not to mention you finally are getting what you deserve, and oh god, this is balm to my soul, okay? Yeah, you deserve one of the harshest penalties I can give you. The pillory. And believe it or not, I already got everything prepared. I reserved you a prime spot in the middle of the marketplace. During the Sunday rush, no less, I cleared all the paperwork and, of course, made a big announcement on a new sport. I wouldn't want anyone in the city to miss your public debasement. In fact, said debasement starts in just 30 minutes, and we don't want to be late. Huh? Come. I said come. Saying no is not an option here. You are chained up in nothing but prison rags, and I am a uniformed and armed officer. You don't stand a chance to escape, okay? And if you don't start walking right now, I will make this much, much worse for you. No. Fine. Looks like the walk to the pillory is going to be a walk of shame for you, whore. I didn't want to make you strip till the marketplace, but you had to be a disobedient little bitch. And if you don't want this sharp, official blade to cut more than just dirty rags, you better move. Finally. Thankfully, the way to the market is short. You are so slow. And no, you won't get shoes. And get a move on. I have to say, I'm enjoying this even more than I thought. Leading a nakedness perfect through the city, on a chain like a particularly unruly dog. Maybe I should make you walk on all fours too. Give the public even more to make fun of you for. I can't do that, you say. You should not have said that. There we go. You should be happy that was my hand, not my blade, you fucking scum. As a criminal in my custody, I can use whatever force I see necessary on you. And no one really cares if I go a bit overboard. After all, you are just a worthless, lawless, lowlife. While I am a respected authority. And no crawl, okay? You look so fucking pathetic down there. I know you're looking down so you don't have to see it, but... Everyone is staring at you now. That old lady over there even stopped knitting. It's fucking hilarious. A few people have started following us. I'm sure they anticipate your demise just as much as me. Okay, maybe not that much. But I seem quite hyped. What are they screaming? Well, I think they are fighting over who gets to use the public bitch offers. What a fitting nickname, don't you think? Come. Calm, public bitchel. Just a few more humiliating seconds of crawling over the dirty stones and... Here we are. Hey. Who said you can't get up, huh? You're a bitch. Behave like one and crawl up the stairs. Yeah. That's more like it. The entire plaza is getting a fabulous view on your ass from down there, by the way. I think they're already murmuring about how they will destroy it once I put you up there. Although that gives me an idea. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Long live the king. Today, we all have gathered here not just to witness, but to contribute to the just punishment of this dangerous criminal. Not just did she assault a royal guard, hear ye, she also disobeyed her arresting officer and tried to escape her punishment. For this, I'll start the show with an additional penalty. Afterwards, I entrust you, dear people of this city, to show this lowly bitch what you think of criminals like her, and make her feel the justified rage of the fair townsfolk. As always, nothing is off limits as long as she lives to see midnight. That's right, she'll be here all day, so no need to fight over who goes first. Today you'll suffer like never before. For every sin, every annoyance, every day I had to spend with you. Now put your head in the stocks. Yes. And now your hands. For the crime of trying to flee the law, I hereby sentence you to 10 whiplashes. Oh, did I forget to tell you about that? Oh, what a shame. 10 is the maximum I can administer. But let me tell you, I will do everything in my power to make them hurt. I will mark your body for a long time. Maybe even scar it. And the best thing, you can't even run. You're helplessly locked in that pillory and you depend on me. And the one key I have if you even want to get out. Oh, looks like the public is enjoying your pain. I bet you never got whipped before, huh? Only 3 hits and your back already looks like it's on fire. You must be in so much pain, you fucking bitch. I finally got through the skin. No one's really going to be hell for you. Oh, fuck. Suffer. Yes, suffer. You're just a fucking criminal. Now take it. Oh, oh, how I will savor this last hit. Oh, you already look so spent. Your real punishment hasn't even started yet. It hurt that much, huh? Good. It should. You deserve this for what you have done to me. Do you hear the cheers? They agree. Everyone is here and they want to see you get humiliated, whipped, degraded. They want to see you get destroyed. This is what you need, darling. This is what you get. This is what you deserve. For the crime of assaulting one of our beloved king's royal guards, I hereby sentence her to the pillory till the clock hits midnight. She shall get water every 2 hours and food once when the clock hits 7. For no reason shall her punishment be interrupted or stopped earlier. Leave her in one piece, and I won't have to intervene. Go. Look at all those peasants warming up here. They can't wait to get a piece of you. Townsfolk is so horribly uncreative, too. All of the men will fuck your holes. Probably at least 3 at once, till you are raw gaped. The more sadistic ones will hit you with their belts and stick like an unruly child. That never happened to you in school, did it? Well, it's about time. When you are gaped and your whole body is black and blue, they will just find bigger and bigger objects to stick in you. And by midnight you will surely be unconscious. And there goes the first one. I guess that cock in your mouth makes it hard to reply, huh, slut? I'd hate to think you're just an impolite prat. Oh, watch out for your asshole. That guy's cock is huge. Oh, he's just ramming it in. Damn. That looks painful. But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if a lowlife like you actually got after this. Don't think I didn't just hear you moan into this guy's dick. Come on, guys. This disgusting whore is supposed to get punished. You can hurt her, really. Yeah. More. Oh god, it's the spirit. Hey, girl with the cucumber, you, come up front. That thing is fucking massive. It's going to destroy your little cunt. And the whole city will watch. Everyone can see you get fucked, groped, and slapped by multiple people. They saw you get paraded through the city naked, and now I told them that your body is free for the taking. No one will hold back today. No one will have mercy with a criminal slut like you. You think they'll look at you the same ever again? You think you can go back to living normally here after today? I just showed everyone what you are. A lowlife. Rape meat. A public bitch all. I am the law in this district, and if I don't stop them, then no one will. Say goodbye to your dignity, fuck toy. See you at midnight, bitch.